baptism. Some of you may have even felt a baptism of your own on the way here. I know I did. Thank the Lord for umbrellas. But you might be wondering, what is baptism? Why are we gathering today and taking the lid off the baptistry, filling it with water, and doing what we're doing today? It might seem a bit strange. It's not an everyday occurrence, is it? But the word baptism means to be immersed. And that's what we're going to be doing today. We're going to be immersing, baptizing Abigail, Davina, Daniela and Matthew in this water. And this baptism, this immersion, is an outward sign of what God has done on the inside of them. So God has done a work in their hearts that has brought them into relationship with God. And God has caused them to go from saying, "My will be done, thank you very much," to "Your will be done." That's what God has done inside them, and this is an outward sign of what God has done on the inside. It's what you might call a distinctive act in which the believer in Jesus openly confesses their faith in the living God and their desire to serve Jesus, who gave himself for them. This is their public declaration in response to God's work in their hearts, to say before all of us today, "I'm following Jesus." And as they go into the water, it symbolizes them dying to their old life, dying to their old self, their sins, and a heart of rebellion against God. And as they rise to new life, cleansed from their sin, with a new heart, with new desires, into a new life in Christ. And that's a life following Jesus as a new creation in him. And it's also actually an act of obedience to the command of Jesus, when Jesus told his followers to make disciples of all nations, and he asked them to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And in a very special way, baptism joins them into the company, into the family of all believers who have received God's grace in Jesus Christ and submitted themselves to his will. So they're joining a family. And baptism can also be said to be an imitation of Jesus, because in every aspect of Christian living, Jesus left us an example that we should follow. And baptism is special and powerful because baptism unites them with Christ in his death as they go under, and in his resurrection. So as Christ died, so they have died, and sin is no longer their master. And in new resurrected life, Jesus is now their master. So Jesus now has the final say in their lives. Jesus has the final word in their lives. Not sin, Jesus is their master. With all authority, Jesus says, "You are my beloved." And there is no one higher. When Jesus says, it's done. So there's Abigail, Davina, Daniela and Matthew. I'm sure that I speak for all of us today here when I say that I'm really pleased, I'm really encouraged, and actually proud of you today. And not only are we all pleased with you today, so too is God. And not only does God the Father take pleasure in his Son, Jesus Christ, but in Jesus Christ, God takes pleasure in you. And if you remember in the Bible, it says when Jesus rose from the water of his baptism, the heavens were open to him and he saw the Spirit of God coming down on him like a dove, and it came to rest on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." And as you, yes you, go under those waters of baptism and rise to new life, you can know this incredible privilege of having God smile upon you and say, "You are my beloved child, in whom I'm well pleased." That is such an amazing privilege. And in my time before the Lord this morning, I felt the Lord say that it pleases him when you believe that he is pleased with you. When you trust in the Father's word over you that he is pleased with you, it pleases him. And we want to please God. And God is so good that to please him is to receive the reality that he speaks over you. "You are my beloved child. You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter in whom I'm well pleased." It's such a privilege of being in Christ. So what we're going to do now, one at a time, we're going to hear from those being baptized, and then we're going to pray for them. And just to let you know that all those being baptized have requested to be anointed with oil, and that oil symbolizes the Holy Spirit. And also, before I forget, we're going to be showing the baptisms on the screen.